Everyone, KT here. How we doing? So let's get to it real quick here. My other podcast episode was EQ. This is a tough one. I know certain people are against EQ. Some people don't like talking about this. It's controversial. I get it. I mean, people still are traditional, you know. It's real intelligence that will make the 10 seconds or the 2/10 that are going to matter in life. I'm one of those people who say we can have a balance, but I also know we're starting to move towards EQ way more than we've ever done before. You know, emotional intelligence is, you know, pretty much if you got a brain, then yeah, you have EQ. That's about it, man. Just remember, EQ is something. Here's why I think of EQ. It's not that EQ is bad. It's not that EQ is good. It's that EQ is a trendsetter. It's like a fad, right? For now, in this day and age. Right now, it's a fad. People are going to think, well, let me get on the hop train now, and you know, they think it'll wear off. Right now, I think people will think it's a fad. But for me, I don't think so. And for many others, I don't think it should be. Because EQ will be here for the rest of our lives. 10 years ago, I would have never said anything about EQ. I didn't even know what EQ was. 5 years ago, I knew about it. I started to learn. But I adapted it 10 years ago instead of call. I mean, I didn't know the whole ins and outs, but I knew emotions and intelligence together. I had good intelligence. I just didn't know emotional intelligence. Now that I know, I'm starting to learn it more. Just by living intuitively and experiencing life each day, it's good. I think I'm better for it. I think everyone will be better for it if we all spend about an hour a day or 2 hours a day just living intuitively, you know? I'm not even talking about reading a book or listening to a show. Just live intuitively. Live in the moment. That's EQ, because you're learning to understand your emotions through whatever intuition means to you. Find people's meanings when you ask questions. And for yourself, find your meaning. Take it as far as you can go. That's how you can really develop yourself better as a person and as a human being. So those are my thoughts. Stay EQ ready, and don't hide the emotions. Express them.